Yo, DJ L Spade, along with my great friend, Alex, a.k.a. Lex Caliber. And, yo, we had planned to do a lot of random shows.
Yes, sir.
Today.
Yes, ma'am.
This is already planned. However, due to the recent events, I thought it'd be good to just talk. And I just want to have an honest, sombering talk. I don't want to fluff this up or incite you or, you know, try to get you angry. I just think we don't have a lot of honest conversation, a lot, especially on these social media platforms. People are really trying to gas you up and tell you what to think. That's not what we're trying to do right now, man. We're just going to have an honest conversation. With that being said, I'm going to be speaking in broad general terms. Very few absolutes exist in this world, right? So I'm not talking about everybody when I speak, right? However, hit dog holler. So if it applies to you, it does apply to you. Today, some of the most embarrassing shit ever happened. In a country where I put on the uniform, a lot of folks don't know that. I'm a veteran. I watched people storm the Capitol. One guy had a Confederate flag inside the Capitol building, man. And I think the one question we're all asking is, why? So it's a lot of questions, and I think it's good to not inflate. More than one thing can be true, right? And I'm going to tell you how I see it. And I'm going to break this down in chunks. And I'm not going to spend too much time in this because I know you got a lot of people pontificating on the news. You know, we're not media. I'm just a guy telling you my opinion, along with my good friend. Who's going to keep me in check if I go off, you know?
The enforcer.
Exactly. So, the first question. How were these protesters able to storm the Capitol? And the answer is very obvious. Because they are white.
Question. At what point does a protest stop being a protest and turn into something different?
All right. You know what? I'm going to say it's a protest because it started off as a protest. All the makings of this going out of hand was there because you had the president who was sending out random tweets for 2 weeks telling everybody to come to the Capitol. January 6th is what he said. Is it going to be a wild time is what he said. Right? So you had plenty of warning that this was going to pop off. Like, we can't play that we didn't know, like, something like this was possible. But the reason why it was able to storm the Capitol is quite simply because they were white. And we have a lot of juxtaposed positions on this, right? Anytime there's a Black Lives Matter protest or any protest for a unarmed Black person being shot by the police, you see the cops out there in riot gear, tanks, tear gas. How many times is it going to be in front of your face before we accept it? Like, it's something we have to accept. This was able to happen because they were white. That's the answer. And you got to be able to accept that. Am I saying something wrong?
Not yet, man. You're on point. Like, you think about the, they had the white supremacy march, tiki torches.
Yes.
What do you remember about the law enforcement around that?
Remember one guy actually got a shot off in a gun. Yeah, he actually let one shot off. And they let him pretty much do what they wanted to do. Well, look at Michigan. When they actually had a plot to take over the Michigan government.
I remember that.
You know, they came in the Capitol with guns. That is a privilege that white people have in America.
Benefit of the doubt.
They have the benefit of the doubt. An unearned benefit of the doubt and a presumption of innocence that you don't get if you're other. I don't get that. I don't get the benefit of the doubt of being innocent or harmless. They were able to storm the Capitol because of presumption of innocence. They were patriots. I would have been a thug. Or if I was a Muslim for an Arab country, I would have been a terrorist.
Yep.
Dude, we got to be honest about what's going on. Am I saying something wrong? Like, seriously, if I'm saying something wrong, man.
No, you ain't saying nothing wrong.
Just.
I do want to, this isn't having to do with what you said, really, but you mentioned the Confederate flag. And based off the history of the flag that I read, the Confederate flag they use is, it was used for a very short period during the Civil War, correct?
Yes, not the real Confederate
flag. It was like a battle flag.
Yeah.
Something like that, right?
The Alabama flag is close to the real Confederate flag, yeah.
Yeah. And so the whole premise of that flag from the jump off is not meaning what the people are trying to make it mean.
It's not, and let's just deal with that for a second, right? You have to be an idiot to claim to be pro-American and just hold a treasonous flag. You're literally flying the flag of losers.
Treasonous losers.
They lost, man.
It's an oxymoron.
And if you're still rocking with that, and this is something as a black person I'm always told to get over it. Often told, hey, man, you got to get over it.
How you do that?
And I got to ask white folks, when you going to get over it, man? You are literally carrying 200-year-old baggage. You're literally carrying dead folks' baggage, bro. It has to be hard, man, carrying that. Like, dude, it goes to the question, why are white folks so mad? Why? Because look, man, I can tell you why black folks are mad and they protest. I can tell you that.
Books have been written on it.
But we have to ask now, why are white people so mad? Once again, I'm talking in broad general strokes. I'm not talking about every white person. I'm just saying there's a large subsection of white people who are just mad. And we got to ask, why? And I think I know why.
Talk about it.
Look, man, the world is changing. Underlying theme every time a white person protests or get mad, it ain't about Trump. It's about your heritage or perceived heritage. The world is changing and you're being left behind and it's scary. I get it. It's scary. The world is getting browner. You don't enjoy all the same privileges and rights. People are checking you on stuff, man. You can't walk around and call me the N-word. You can't, you know? You can't walk around grabbing ass and grabbing them by the pussy if you're the president. You can't do that no more, dog. And it's shocking. It's jarring. You feel like you're being attacked. And I get it, dog. I get it. You feel like you have no voice. You feel like nobody's listening to you. You feel like the only way you can get noticed is by doing violence. And maybe now you understand a little bit how it feels to be black.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. A tiny taste. Smidge. Maybe you can get a little bit of the feeling of being black right there.
And jobs, a lot of them talk about
losing your jobs.
Taking our jobs because of what they call affirmative action, which, again, like the Confederate flag, it doesn't mean what they think it means. It's not for black people to get work. It's for any minority group that is subject to discrimination and bigotry, women included.
Yeah, affirmative action really helps predominantly white women. But, you know, that's something we don't talk about.
Nope. Not at all.
But I get it. You're mad. You're upset. But you got to be honest about why you're upset. You can't keep hiding under this guise of, I'm a patriot. They're killing my heritage. You're going to have to let that go, dog. Like, seriously, you're going to let that baggage go, guys. It's going to be a long 4 years. Like, I have seen no credible evidence of voter fraud. None. You had a month. A month to get this popping. A month.
And how many court cases were just dismissed?
60.
Right?
You lost 60 court cases, my guy.
But still, they paint themselves the victims.
Can't do that, dog.
Nobody's that good at keeping secrets.
Nobody, bro. And here's the thing, right? You have, like, legit Republican people who've been Republican all their life being like, nah, dog, that didn't happen. Like, dude, nobody's keeping a secret that damn long.
With that many moving pieces involved, you can't do it. It's impossible. Couldn't even keep the Bay of Pigs under wraps as it was happening.
You think they wouldn't have kept the Tuskegee experiment secret?
Oh, man.
Come on, dog.
Yeah.
Come on. What are you doing, guys? What are you doing? You know? Look, man, we're immigrants. We over here in Japan. And we have an outside looking in perspective, dude. And we look like some damn clowns. Some real class A suckers. Right now, the veneer of America has ripped off. You don't know how many dumb questions I get about America. But today, I got a lot of valid, legit, concerned questions about America, dude. Because the perception of America is we're this shiny beacon city on the hill where justice for all is prevalent, spreading democracy.
Hard work and you'll live a fruitful life.
That ain't the case now, dog. Like, all those African shithole countries, as the president would say, did you talk about? You're there. You're there. You can't say, oh, this is a blip. No, man, this is who we always been. And like I always say, man, progression is not linear, meaning that we tend to think that we're better than the people in the past because, oh, it's 2021 now, so we're better than the guys in 1960. No, we the same people, bro. And progression always has dips and valleys. And this is a low one, bro. This is a low dip. We there. We are there, dog. It doesn't get no lower than this. But hey, look, man, I want to end on a positive note. How do we get better? What can we do? Well, the first thing you can do, man, you can acknowledge your mistakes.
Tough to do.
You know?
Introspection is not the strong suit of many people.
It's not.
You got to learn how to be introspective and to really analyze your thoughts, like metacognition. Think about how you're thinking.
For the longest, man, when Trump was president, well, he's still president, but like when he's during his reign, I was never the person to say they ain't my president because the country only has one president.
Oh, yeah. Right? You can't deny reality.
But I was often told, man, sore loser. And now the other side is doing the exact same thing. The first step, man, is accepting, man, that, look, Biden's the president. That's the first step you got to do, guys. After that, man, talk to somebody you don't usually talk to, man. And I welcome your conversation on this post, dude. I welcome it. And I ain't going to talk your ear off, man. But I just wanted to talk about this to happen, man. Y'all be safe. Man, we out.